It's safe to say the private college in Canton, Missouri is in Dick Valentine's blood. He went there as an undergrad and worked in the admissions office before joining the Board of Trustees. And in 2009, he became Culver Stockton's 25th president, the first alum to do so. Valentine says the college is heading in the right direction, so it was time for him to step aside.
I'm so proud of the school and what we do and how we educate students today. I mean, we're on the cutting edge of education right here at Culver Stockton. So having been a part of that, it's just been wonderful.
And that kind of ties into the next question, your proudest accomplishments during your time as president here. What are some of the, maybe one or two of those things that you'll point to and say, I am so glad that we did that while I was here?
That's really hard to do. Two very, very important things for us to build our enrollment. And all of a sudden we find ourselves, and I know it's in my final year, but the past 2 years we put together 200, 300+ years with new students. That was a goal that we set forth to stabilize enrollment and actually grow the college. This year, it's just amazing because we are now almost at a waiting list. We're not quite there yet, but completely full with residential students, and how exciting that is. So that's got to be a really important part of what we've been able to accomplish. I think the capital campaign, not having done a capital campaign here for 21 years and being able to come in and excite people about giving back in such a special way, and the end result will be we will have raised over $14 million, making lots of improvements on campus. But I think if we really drill down and think about all of this, the core comes back to being able to endow the travel program with a $2 million gift. And that spends off $100,000 a year for scholarships for kids to travel internationally. And when I think about the core of our program, our academic program, that's really at the heart of it, the kids having those opportunities and understanding that the world is our classroom now. It's not confined to four walls.
And that's part of, obviously, the experiential learning that Culver offers. Where do you see that going in the next few years? You've seen it grow over the last 5 years. Where is that program heading?
I think we're all really happy with it. When I talk to faculty, and of course, the faculty, I mean, they're in charge of that. They lead it. We excite them. We bring out creativity and innovation within the faculty who then bring that forward for our students. So I see nothing but great things happening in experiential learning for Culver Stockton. And when I say that we're on the cutting edge, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Because we understood some time back that students learn differently. They are no longer passive learners. They're not going to sit in a lecture and listen to somebody talk for 50 minutes. That's not the way kids learn. They have to be involved in the learning. So we'll continue to tweak and to modify the program as the needs call for. But I can tell you the core of that program will be here and be here for a long time. So I just see it getting better and better and better.
Say 3 months from now, someone asks you, look back on your time as president. What is that moment that stands out to you? What's the moment that you would think of when you say, I was the president of Culver Stockton College? Is there a moment that comes to mind that summarizes that for you?
Well, that's a really good question. You know, I think, first of all, there are lots of moments, but I think in particular when we were all moved in to the Pillars, which is the president's home. And it's a beautiful home, and it has a wonderful view of the campus, although it's below the hill, but it has a wonderful view. And when I had my first cup of coffee and I sat at the table and I looked up and I saw the building with the dome, Henderson Hall, which is our old main, so to speak, and realized I'm the president of my college. And I think that was a very defining moment for me to really realize this is the pinnacle. This is absolutely the pinnacle of 38 years in education to look up and think, I'm actually the president of this college.
Former Culver Stockton College president Dick Valentine and his wife Lorna now live in Arkansas so they can be closer to their children and grandchildren. The college's new president is Dr. Kelly Thompson. Valentine says he would advise Thompson to be herself and to always have fun. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-States Public Radio News.